Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes picking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend. And it all starts and stops at Manscaped. Manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at Manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off. Hi, Anna.
I'll take it.
Hi.
What, Lummy?
No, I was going to say Anna doesn't like her.
Mark.
She doesn't like the teriyaki jerky. What'd you think of it, Bubba?
Did I just call it a Blitzmark?
No, a Bing Mark.
Oh.
It's not bad to be a Blitzmark. I mean,
well, hold
not?
On, Bubba, but remember, Google didn't find who the most popular person in Warsaw did. That was Lummy Bing.
By the way, we need to hire somebody to get me back on that algorithm. You know a fucking troll did that to me.
Oh, yeah. We need to get it from Bing to Google.
We need Brian to somehow get that done. Let me ask her and see if it's changed. Brian, like up 2 weeks ago when I'd ask her who the most popular person from Warsaw, Indiana, who the most famous person from Warsaw, Indiana, she came back with, you know, me. And then all of a sudden one of the trolls went in there. You know how they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And they fucking hacked me out.
I just Googled it, and it came up Bubba the Love Sponge is the most famous person from Warsaw, Indiana.
For real?
Your zodiac sign is Taurus.
Hey, Lummy, can you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
Just in case she never gets it right,
yes, sir.
That you go back and find that show where she said that, and then we can make it a button bar.
And and find out exactly what you asked her.
Yeah.
I'll listen to it then.
Hey, Alexa, who's the most famous person from Warsaw, Indiana?
Here's something I found on the web. According to jcarchibald.com, Mike Hodges is Warsaw's longest serving mayor who served for 5 terms.
Alexa,
by the way,
stop. Shut your hole, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
So it's an Amazon thing and it's an Alexa thing.
Right.
It's not a Google thing.
Right.
No, but
it has something to do with search engines.
I know, but Blitz, she used to say me.
We need to find out what the question you asked her, because a lot of times it has to do with that, too.
Remember that one time I asked one question, I got her to say this, and we haven't been able to get her... Hold right here, hold on.
According to blogspot.com, Bubba and Howard are kings of media.
Can you believe that? Brian, I somehow got that out of her one day, but I didn't get it clean.
Alexa.
According to blogspot.com,
are Howard Stern and Bubba Stern friends?
Bubba Stern? Yeah, Bubba Stern.
This might answer your question. Howard Stern is friends with Julia Roberts, David Spade, Kevin Bacon, Jimmy Kimmel, Rob Zombie, David Lee Roth, Sam Kinison, Kira Sedgwick, Artie Lang, Pat Monahan, and
Artie
Ron
Lang.
Zimmerman.
How about me?
How about Bubba Stern? Bubba Stern.
Me.
Alexa, is Howard Stern friends with Bubba the Love Sponge?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's pretty accurate.
She used to say, hey, I just got a birthday card from him. Handwritten.
Yeah.
And Brian. Now, Brian.
No, that's impressive.
No, for real. Like, I got a handwritten birthday card. And as a matter of fact, I just got an email. I just got an email from him, and I'll even show it to you.
You know, I think part of it, too, that King's Media thing that she entered is it was on Blogspot. And if whoever had it on Blogspot either took it down or I know Blogspot's kind of like gone away, really.
Yeah, Blogspot is not really there. Scout right. And Big Hall of Famers, Scout and Big Hope, $10 super chat. Happy Pride Month. Woo.
I'm trying to find my email from Howard. I think I got it Friday.
Can we just say a very, very big happy birthday to Dr. Dan today?
Yes, of
62
course.
62 years old. Looks great.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he was in chat all day.
He was.
Monday. Thinking about you. Hey now, Bubba. You're the best. Crazy times, but it always feels so good to know and hear from my friends. Mad respect for you and your talent. Hope all is well. From Howard.
Awesome. Aww. Did you email
That's
him?
Awesome.
I did.
Cool.
I did. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we got to think. Blitz, you think that the Blogspot that reported I was the most famous person is no longer a thing?
No. The Blogspot was the Kings of Media stuff.
Oh, but if you Google it, how about if you Bing it, Lummy? What if you Bing it? What's it say? Don't lie.
Which
don't
one,
fucking
about the
lie.
Kings of All Media?
No, about who's the most.
Oh, that's you.
On Bing.
Yeah, of course.
Well, Google says the same thing.
Yeah.
And Google.
That's because they picked up after Lummy Bing.
Oh, yeah.
Google, is that how it works?
Google's piggybacking off of Lummy Bing?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, who does own Bing? Is
Microsoft.
Microsoft.
Oh.
Bill Gates.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But guess what? The Google guys are way worse.
What do you mean the Google guys are way worse?
A lot of people say, man, Google is a
Google
really
didn't put
bad
5G
company.
In my head.
Okay.
I get great reception now, though. So thank you, Microsoft and Bill Gates.
So anyway, we were going to talk about climology here a little bit. And but I did want to address this air taxi thing that Brian said is coming to Tampa by what, 2025?
That's what I'm hearing, 2025, 2026.
All right, which is really 2030.
Yeah.
A Tampa Bay region is primed to be the testing ground for what's it called? The EVE tool?
Yeah, the acronym's not too good. The company's called EVE, I think. And they're going to call it like EVE, like Adam and Eve, I think.
It's called EVTOL. That might be.
Oh, that's VTOL. Yeah, that's electric VTOL. Vertical takeoff and landing.
Electric vertical takeoff and landing aircrafts and Water Street in Tampa could make the perfect landing destination. Officials from both St. Pete and Tampa are currently considering air taxis as a new means of connecting. Yeah, but do you know how much this is going to cost? This is going to be like $500.
A flight.
I don't think so.
No, they're going to, I mean.
They're electric, dude. And
no pilot.
No pilot, and you're constantly running them back and forth. It's a scalable thing, and they're going to be doing it in multiple cities. So it's just like those scooters, you know, that you rent a scooter. Yeah, you pay a premium, but you're also going to be able to get around very quickly.
Blitz, what are they going to do? First of all, in order to go from Water Street or the Watertown District, whatever, which is down right by Amalie Arena, to St. Pete.
And Clearwater.
You have to go right in the middle of the flight path of TIA.
They're flying at 1,000 feet.
I know, but there's still planes that are descending and taking off at 1,000 feet from our, you know, from an international airport, and we certainly know how fucking busy it is now, don't we?
Yeah.
So, no. So, Blitz, I mean, like, Are they going to have to, like, map out the towers on Gandhi and all that, and it just stays at, like, 500 feet? Or, like, what, like, how do you get air traffic-wise, Blitz? This is right on your power alley. How do they overcome, how do they pull this off air traffic-wise?
I mean, same way that a helicopter does.
Oh, it goes to Wesley Chapel.
So, oh, like, so would it have automated where it talks to the air traffic control center?
I mean, it's going to have to have something like that, or they'll have like an agreement like, hey, we'll stay, you know, right here, basically.
And here's the route analysis. So maybe they just stay on this route.
No, if you scroll down a little bit more, it shows that they're going to like USF area. Oh, that's a different site. They show USF area.
This is in rush hour.
Yeah, rush hour.
Could save about 40 minutes of commuting within the three major cities in the Tampa Bay area. And Lummy, what did you send me?
That's where the routes are going to be.
So downtown. Oh, they
double click on that.
It looks like they do. They all go to the airport.
Yeah, they start at the airport and then they land at different spots. But you could take from USF to Wesley Chapel, Wesley Chapel to the.
But you got to go to the airport.
No, they're talking about having different spots in like downtown Tampa. You can go somewhere. The Tampa International Airport is going to be more the west. It's going to be somewhere in the West Shore area. It could be the studio, by 2025.
Well, yeah.
My office.
No, you know where it'll be. It'll be over there by International Mall, Signature Air or something like that.
Exactly.
Like where the old Bucks place. Yeah. Probably right there where the old Bucks used to practice.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, or on the east end of the airport there.
Right.
Where they're building those new buildings at.
And they got some parking.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have a massive amount of parking.
And charging stations.
So you drive there, or you're in downtown St. Petersburg and you want to go to the downtown Tampa area? Does it take you directly to?
No, it looks like you got to connect from St. Pete to the airport.
Fuck that.
Because it looks like
nobody's doing that.
They're going to do another major hub is that Wesley Chapel one.
Yeah,
they
nobody's going to do
coming out of there.
Let's leave and tell you, nobody's going to do that shit. No. If I want to go to Amalie Arena from downtown St. Petersburg, I don't want to have to go to the fucking airport first.
Mm-mm.
And no, fuck that. This is stupid.
But it is good, though, with that Wesley Chapel to maybe go to a hockey game. It's 14 minutes.
Well, real quick, this says estimated time and distance of some routes. So I think they're going to have different route options available that aren't, you know, like they show the USF area. They don't show anything else going to there, just USF to Wesley Chapel. So they're going to likely have other routes available. It'll build up.
But just logistically, and you almost have to have the airport as your hub so that you can control these aircraft in the sky as to where they're going. No?
No. Doesn't matter where they land. Helicopters, a lot of them don't land at the airport.
And they'll have the range, even if they're electric, to get from downtown St. Pete to Wesley Chapel.
Would you get in one of these things?
Not right away.
Not right away. You let them beta test that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
What happens
when you go drive to St. Pete, you park there, and then you fly to Tampa or Wesley Chapel, and then the storm comes up and they can't fly, so now you're stuck.
Yeah.
Then you gotta pay a $400 Uber to drive you back to St. Pete.
Exactly. By the way, welcome to the Bubba After Show. Brian is going to help us start. Climology is going to be an ongoing thing.
Yeah, we can keep adding to it.
Yeah, and then once we finally, after a year or so, and we think we got it all buttoned up. Anna, are you okay?
No.
Are you having like regurg problems?
No.
I had a lot of yogi.
Do you have GERD issues?
I don't have GERD.
I mean, but like what? You got something, honey.
She must be sleeping because she just ripped one.
You got something over there that you're doing a regurg kicker on the deal. Are you okay?
No, I'm good. Sorry. Sorry, I coughed.
Now,
did you have a lot of yogi?
I did, yeah. I had a lot of yogi.
She has a gallon size.
I usually have like a gallon a day. Not a gallon, but like a tub, almost a tub
a
day.
Is that what keeps your poops so regular?
Probably, yes. A lot of probiotics.
And a lot of
That's
farts.
Why she's ripping in her sleep.
Yeah, farting at night for Blitz.
Can't help it.
All right, so.
They power their house off Anna's blasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Blitz doesn't believe in Tesla. He believes on Anna's octane fucking ass gas.
The methane coming out of Anna's powering
Anna's
their home.
Ass gas. That donkey creates quite the fucking quite the methane. It's quite the methane unit now, is it not? Mm-hmm.
He's got one of those elephant trunks just
right from
cuffed
the source.
Right over it.
Yeah. Right from the source. Her methane's so fucking powerful, it'll power the Amalie Arena for 3 hockey games.
What do you expect? I eat a lot of vegetables.
You've heard of Blue Rhino. They got blue donkey tanks.
Yeah. So we're going to continue to refine Klimology.
Are we really
until
going
finally...
with Klimology, though, is the name? Because that's more of like a scientific study of something than it is a religion.
All right, then, well, like Scientology. Scientology.
Yeah. Study it's usually the study of something.
I mean,
yeah.
No,
like anthropology.
We're in developmental stages of my religion.
Yeah, we're open to changes.
So, Brian, we're very much open to ideas.
Clem-tholicism, Clemianity.
Like that.
You know, Clem-tholicism.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Clem-tholicism. I can't even spell it. I'm the god of this religion.
Clem-tholicism.
Oh, yeah. So, can you say it a little faster so you can write it
down? Bing picked it. Google picked it up. Why didn't Bing?
Yeah, oh, well.
Dick.
I don't know. We don't even know what the name of it. I thought it was just going to be called Klimology and, you know, the Book of Clem. You know,
well, the Book of Clem makes sense, but like Anna said, like Scientology is a pseudoscience. It is the study of science through their bizarre worldview.
Well, isn't that exactly what I'm fucking doing? Yeah. I'm bizarre.
But it's yours is more
how bizarre.
Yours is more of a way of life religion than
a lifestyle.
A lifestyle than
it
is a study of something.
All right. So what did you say? Clem?
I think what did you say?
Clem-tholicism or Clemianity?
Communism.
I like Clemianism.
Thank you.
Clemianism.
I like Clemianism, kind of like communism, but it's Clemianism.
Or Judaism.
Yeah. That was gifted by.
Yeah. Who is that?
Unsavory.
Thank you, Unsavory. See, he still likes me. Or maybe not.
He wants you to free Tampa Terry.
Oh, is there a whole bunch of shit going on in the chat? I don't.
That was
keep
earlier
up on that.
Today. There's like 4 people that really give a crap.
Who?
Because Tampa Terry and Brian.
Well,
are
they're
best
all
friends.
Tampa Terry accounts, by the way, except Unsavory. He's got.
Now, are you the only guy that likes Tampa Terry? I think you're the only guy that likes him.
I'm undefeated against the idea for the jersey.
I'm undefeated against Tampa Terry all time. 5-0, I think, when he calls in. And
so
I
you're
just
saying, unlike Dan, who does have a loss?
Yeah, Dan's got an L against Tampa Terry. I do not have any L's on my record.
What was that? Clemianism? I like Clemianism.
Clemianism.
It's probably the best.
Yeah, let's go with Clemianism.
Okay.
Much like communism, but it's Clemianism because it is very much, you know, my way or it's
well,
no way.
Well, in communism, the state kind of replaces the church, right? So
right.
It is.
They were all atheists.
It's all, you
Karl
know,
Marx said,
that is a, I think, with what you're going for, Clemianism
what
is
did
definitely the best.
Karl Marx say religion is the opiate of the people?
The opioid of the masses.
Is that what we're
masses.
Calling it?
Yeah, the masses, the people, the crowd.
Okay. I know. I'm just trying to get the exact quote.
All right. I think that's the quote.
So we have established that I am God, and it looks like I am Jesus too, because my son left. So, you know, like, I don't know that you can have a Jesus if he doesn't want to be a Jesus.
Well, the prodigal son he becomes at that point.
Well, I don't know what he is, but I can't include him in Clemianism because I don't know where I stand.
What did you say? The opiate of the masses?
Yeah,
almost.
What is it?
Opium of the people.
Oh, you were right then.
Yeah.
Can that's what we can? Is that what we can be?
Can you say that again?
You were right.
Oh, thank you.
It's not.
Sorry.
It's no big deal.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
You're better at quoting Karl Marx than me.
Hey, brother, you're the best, brother.
Thank you.
You're so smart.
This is my fucking religion. Quit marking out to her, bitch. Everybody.
Thank you.
Mark out to me.
Yeah, you're the best, brother.
So, am I the opium of the people? Is that?
Yes,
or is that
you're all we need.
Mm-hmm.
So is that already been established, though, by Karl Marx? Is
who
that what
cares?
You said?
He was a hack.
Right. So anyway, it's going to be Clemianism.
Do you know who is the second author on the Communist Manifesto?
Why are you interrupting Bubba while he's trying to go into Clemianism?
Bubba, can we talk about communism over here?
Why?
That's what Anna keeps going with.
Sorry.
I don't want to deal with communism. I want to deal with Clemianism.
We keep referencing it, so I'm thinking about it.
God.
Right. Well,
God is Bubba.
We're trying to establish my religion,
yeah,
and,
sorry,
I am God, and the book that we worship is the Book of Clem.
The Book of Clem.
And so we have established, you know, some parameters. Brian, I think you've listened to the show the last couple of days, and you're kind of familiar with some of our bylaws.
Yes.
Within. Let me. Do you have a little? Now, can you get a couple of them from Islam, and then a couple of the Christian ones? Let me.
Sure.
And
wait, how are we dividing this up? Are we doing like
it's a
5 books? You know what I mean?
We don't know.
Like in the Torah,
it'll be chapters.
Okay, we do chapters.
The Book of Clem comes in chapters.
Okay.
Because we work on it, the Book of Clemology.
The beginning, and it'll be like the beginning is where...
I don't know if there was going to be Clemesis, you know.
Reading from the Book of Clem.
Clemoxidus.
Reading from the Book of Clem was all started by a woman named Luce Janey Cakes.
Clemenicus.
Who met a man named Doug Clem, who is the Almighty Seed. Who then left, and the Eddie the Great raised your God, Bubba Clem. And Tara is my angel. So, you know, that's just loose. We're just loosely, you know, spitballing some ideas here.
Who are your apostles?
Well, I got to get into all that shit. Okay. Okay.
All right.
But I got to, Blitz would, well, Lummy's Moses, because Lummy's writing all this shit down. And didn't Moses write all this shit down?
The Ten Commandments.
We know who Judas is, Spice Boy.
No, well, we don't know that.
How do we not know that?
Who's Satan? Don't Lucifer. Get ahead of yourself. I will tell you right now that I have established the devil, the bad guy, if you will, the person that we all hate.
There's many bad characters.
It's a hybrid. It's a hybrid of a name. Spizauta. That is our devil.
Spizauta?
Yes.
I'm writing it down.
No, you actually said it in question form like you didn't quite understand it.
No, no, I'm making sure that fucking, no, when I'm
you're not
down,
even
I'm
worthy
sure.
of being in my you're not even worthy of being my fucking Moses.
Hold on.
There
if
is
you
a
don't
question
know
mark.
What Spizauta is,
yeah, no, no,
you
Bubba.
Stupid fuck. You said that
it's
in question
actually,
form.
It's one of my favorite Italian dishes.
S-P-I-Z-A-L-T-A.
Yeah, I got it, but hold on.
Spizauta? So in who Bible, is our devil? Who's our devil?
Spizauta. But hold on. Even in the Bible, Moses had to ask God to repeat a couple of because he wanted to make sure he got it correct.
Okay.
So I just said Spizauta.
But fucking Moses never asked.
That's what Bing said.
Not in question form. He didn't say, God, are you sure about that
Spizauta?
One?
Spizauta?
Yeah, when he was asking about adultery, because Moses was getting after it with four or five chicks.
All right, shut up.
The Bible with prostitutes.
Love me, Moses. I'm just asking you to write shit down. It's all, you know.
Well, I got to repeat, because if I get it wrong, I'm bad.
Then Brian, you know, Jesus's best friend, I guess, was Peter. So my best friend is Larry Plummer. So he's now Larry Peter.
Second was John the Baptist.
Well, can't he just be Larry Plummer and fill that role?
No.
Or do you got to call him Larry Peter?
He's fucking Larry Peter.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So you're Jesus Clem or are you Bubba Christ?
I'm God.
He's both. He's all
I know, but in this scenario...
In my religion, I'm both Jesus and God.
I understand. So when we refer to you as Jesus, are you Bubba Christ?
Yes, I am Bubba Christ.
Okay, and when you're God, you're Bubba God or God Bubba?
Bubba God and Bubba Christ.
Okay, so when you're in your earthly...
He'll respond to either.
When you're in your earthly form, you're Bubba
Christ. I try to keep payroll down, so I don't want to pay, you know, two... I can do both jobs. Yes.
He wears many hats.
When I'm in physical form, then I am Jesus. But when I'm not if I'm not, like, for instance, if you were talking to your wife this evening at dinner, telling her that you joined a new cult, it's called Clemianism, and of course I wouldn't be there physically. You would say I worship Bubba God.
And then instead of the Eucharist, can we have like Reese's peanut butter cups?
The body of Bubba is a Reese's peanut butter cup.
for the communion?
Yeah, with some Fairlife milk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Great.
So my best friend is Larry Peter. Now, Lummy, who else was some of God?
John the Baptist was one. He was related, but he was also his like second man in charge.
That should be Blitz.
Yeah, that's Blitz the Baptist.
Perfect.
There we go. Blitz, are you okay with being second in charge?
Absolutely.
And being, can you be? Will you? Are you going to write me a mean letter that you don't want to be Blitz the Baptist? Can you be Blitz the Baptist for me? Who's my second homie?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So, we've established. Now, did you guys like my name for the devil? Did you like that, Blitz? How did you like it?
Spizauta.
Spizauta.
It sounds evil.
It sounds like an Italian dish.
Hey, Anna. You know, I know that you worship the Book of Clem, but do you know who the fucking asshole or the bad guy?
Yes.
Who is it?
Spizauta.
Oh, for real? Zwingsville.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like Elrond.
Big gulp, 1,000 stars. Tickle, tickle.
Just like Elrond Hubbard came out with some absolute bullshit. This is just bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
This is bullshit.
Oh, this is as valid as Scientology. 100%.
Yeah, this might actually be more valid than Scientology.
At least there's real life examples of what you're painting here.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's a real guy you can talk to.
Yeah.
On some Xenu. And I guess I'm not going to hook you up to some fucking machine that tells if you're clear or not. No machines needed.
How many midichlorians you have running through you?
Kind of midichlorians. All right. So
can I be Mother Mary?
Now, Anna, I need to go through and say, okay, so Lummy, you're Lummy Mom, you're Lummy
Moses.
Blitz, you're Blitz the Baptist. Now, Anna, was there a woman up in Jesus' posse?
Yes, Mary Magdalene.
Shut up. I don't want to be a
That's got to be the merch crick.
Yeah. I'm going to be your mom.
What?
Your mother, your virgin mom.
No, I don't. I have loose Janie cakes.
Fine.
You got to be, there had to be a woman in Jesus' life that he wasn't fucking, that he was just his friend, but she was very instrumental and she was cool. And her and Jesus were cool.
Patty Homely was her name.
Was it really?
No.
No, he's being an asshole.
Let me, here, I'll have to ask.
No, they have Shalom, Tabitha.
Hold on, shut up,
Shalom.
Hey, Alexa, did Jesus have a woman in his life that he wasn't fucking?
Here's something I found on the web. According to reference.com, Jesus did not have a wife. The most detailed accounts of his life are contained in the Bible, and at no time does it mention that Jesus had a wife.
Bubba, but he had four women disciples.
He did?
Yeah, yes. Okay. Right, what were their names?
What were their names?
Let's Joanna.
Hold on.
Joanna?
Like Anna, that. Joanna. There you go!
My name's Anna.
Anna, Joanna. Anna, Joanna. What were the other names, just for shits and giggles?
Susanna.
Susanna.
And, Mary Magdalene. And then his mom, Mary. So.
Right, hell
so,
yeah.
So you're Anna, how about Anna, Joanna? There we go. I mean, that kind of puts a little ethnic flair into it, too.
Anna Pilot.
Anna, Joanna.
That's great.
No, see, you're acting like you're settling for it. I want you to be proud of your climology. I want you to be proud of your
Climunism.
Role. I want you to be proud of your role within Climunism.
I just
want
to have a more integral role. Yeah. I've never heard of Anna or Susanna.
Yeah, because it's the three, but they were actually the ones that were supporting them.
All right, hold on. What's the girl's real name, Anna? What's the girl's real name in the Bible?
Joanna.
What's her first name? Is that it?
That's it. Joanna is the wife of Shuza, the manager of Harold Tacos.
Shut up.
The manager of Harold Tacos?
Hey, Alexa, who was Joanna in the Bible?
I think it's Joanna.
Here's something I found on the web. According to popculture.com, Jane, although not present in the Bible, is a derivative of Joanna, the wife of King Herod Antipas Steward.
Right.
The fuck is that?
Hold on, I got it.
These are non-player characters.
I got it. Who was John the Baptist's girl? Yeah. I'll ask her. Hey, Alexa, who was John the Baptist's girl?
Here's something I found on the web.
Yeah, we'll get this thing.
According to reference.com, in the Bible, Salome was a woman who danced for the head of John the Baptist.
Oh, great. Now I'm a fucking stripper.
You're Salome. You're Anna Salome.
I don't want to be a fucking exotic dancer.
Then break up with Blitz. You can be something else, bitch. But right now, you're Anna Salome.
Wasn't there like a tambourine player or something?
You're Anna.
Can I play the harp?
You're Anna Salome.
Fuck.
Salome?
Did they have the French horn back then?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
And you can put your braces back on, too. Listen, you're Anna Shalomi.
Shalomi.
Write that down, Lummy.
I got it.
Let me make sure one more time. Hey, Alexa, who was John the Baptist's girl?
John Baptist Crozier's daughter is Alice Maud Crozier.
What?
Well,
now
we're going.
John Baptiste.
I can call him Daddy.
Oh, she's
my
princess.
Father. No.
Hey, Alexa, who was John the Baptist's wife?
Here's something I found on the web. According to Wikipedia.org, Mandians believe that John was married, with his wife named Anhar, and had children.
Anna Anhar.
Perfect.
The Salome bitch got John the Baptist. She requested John the Baptist's head as a reward.
Yeah.
She wanted to kill John the Baptist.
Well, and when Blitz gives you his head, it's your reward.
Right. So you can either be the Salome bitch, or you can be this other bitch.
I'll be the fucking stripper.
That's Salome.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? While they were forming Climunism, the one woman said, I'll be the fucking stripper. That's so religious.
Why was John the Baptist going to a strip club?
Well, yeah, like, man.
Dirty Salome danced.
Dirty Birdie.
Hey, Blitz, you're kind of a little bit more of a fucking pimp than we know, man. You got a couple bitches. One of them wants your head.
Oh, so Jesus. What? John the Baptist was Jewish.
Yeah.
Well, they were all Jewish. What do you think they were doing there?
Yeah, Christianity wasn't around yet, guys. Yeah.
Jesus was a goddamn Jew.
Oh,
John the Baptist's wife was Anhar.
They're all
Anhar.
Jews.
So Anhar. You're Anna Anhar.
All right.
Yeah.
You're Anna Anhar. That's about the most accurate description we can give you. So I got like so many other people. Like how many?
We need to go through all of them.
Yeah. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I need to go through my phone.
There's only 12 disciples.
There's
every person needs a fucking...
I did have a Clem Ministries. Do we like that? I like Clemism better.
Was there a racetrack during these times?
Neil Mount Pleasure, $20 on the Venmo at the Bubba Army. So I can only have 12.
The
right?
Racetrack is like his Coliseum.
And you already filled one. No, you filled two.
All right, so I can only have 12, right?
Correct.
And so who were the disciples?
Andrew, James.
Hold on. Andrew. James.
John.
John. Now, okay, that's not John the Baptist,
no,
is it?
No, that's John.
All right.
Philip.
Philip.
Bartholomew.
That's you.
What? Bartholomew.
Yeah, that's Bartholomew.
Bar.
That's where I got it from.
Bartholomew. Okay.
Matthew.
Is this all from memory? You're reading this?
Thomas.
He's reading this. Okay. He doesn't know this
James.
Stuff.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Simon. Judas.
Judas.
And then there's us. That was Judas. So there's two Judas. The Judas of that is the bad one, and Judas of Iscariot is the
well, I don't
good
have
one.
I don't,
there were
I don't,
two Judases?
Yeah. And then you got the Matthias.
Who?
Matthias.
Matthias?
Yes.
These are the disciples.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Is there one more?
Yeah, John, did we get Peter?
And Peter. I thought Larry was Peter.
Yeah.
Well, then so you got the Baptist.
And John is the Baptist?
Yes.
I thought John was a different one.
Yeah,
there is. There's two Johns.
All right. So John the Baptist is Blitz the Baptist.
Yeah.
And Peter is Larry Peter. Larry Plumber Peter.
Yep.
That's how we say it. Larry Plumber Peter, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I got an Andrew, a James, a Philip, a Bartholomew, a Matthew, a Thomas, a James, a Simon, a Matthias.
Well, Simon is Peter.
And Peter, Simon.
That we already have that with the.
Oh, you didn't say that Simon was Peter,
also known as Peter. And then Andrew has to be Larry Bird. Oh no,
is Larry Bird.
No, you went with Larry Plumber. Never mind.
Yeah. Okay. Larry Plumber Peter.
Larry Plumber. And Peter does he? Larry does Plumber. Larry Plumber have a brother?
Larry Plumber Peter. No, Larry Plumber. Larry Plumber. Larry Plumber does not have a
because
brother.
Because Andrew is Peter's brother.
We don't have to follow Larry the exact
doesn't.
Bible.
Larry. Yeah, we don't. We make our own shit here. Okay.
Peter Piper.
It doesn't sound like we're making
peppers.
Our own shit.
So
it sounds
gotta,
like we're copying.
We're copying. We're hybrid.
It's a template,
it's a fucking hybrid.
Jesus.
It's a hybrid, Brian.
Don't reinvent the wheel.
We took a little bit from the Quran. We took a little bit from the Bible. And we're
taking something from Judaism as well.
Dale Roop, $50 on my cash app at the Bubba Army. Thank you. He wants to be a disciple. So Tom Bean would be next.
Should he just be Thomas?
Yes. Tom Bean Thomas. So write that down, Lummy. That my Thomas is Tom Bean Thomas.
Perfect.
That's how you call it. Say
easy peasy.
Tom Bean Thomas.
All right, so I got that one taken care of. Okay, now Matthew. Now, Blitz, you also know my best friends and my inner workings.
We need the three diacos in there.
Yeah, but I need to make them the three wise men, I think. Like,
that's
the three
good.
The three diacos.
Yeah, they're called the three diacos.
Nice.
And they are better known as the three wise men.
Yeah.
That way I'm not eating three of my disciples up with them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're equally as important. So they're called the three diacos, better known as what, Lummy?
The three wise men.
Kevin Jordan 25.
Grouper Lips, Hall of Famer.
My boy, Grouper Lips, Hall of Famer. Thank you.
They bring gifts of Ferraris, Gucci, and...
In envelopes.
In envelopes.
Right. They didn't bring gold, sesame, and whatever the fuck they did.
Frankincense and myrrh.
They bring Frankenstein, myrrh.
They bring some sesamia.
They bring cash and weed.
Nice.
Yeah. Lummy, so who do we got so far?
We currently have Lummy Moses.
Right.
Larry Plumber Peter.
Right.
Blitz the Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Ahare.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Bean Thomas.
Right, Tom Bean Thomas. All right, and then the three diacos.
Yes, Steve, Dre, and Dan.
Three
Wiseman diacos.
So then, I'm trying to think about my next, you know,
sumo.
Like Tara is my, she's the
angel
you know,
Gabriel.
She's the head angel.
Tara mm-hmm. the angel.
T- Tara the Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, Sumo. So Sumo, who's another person that was super cool with God? I mean, with Jesus. Andrew?
James?
James,
no.
Yeah.
No. We're going with...
Philip.
Sumo Bartholomew, because you know why?
Why?
He lives in Bartholomew County.
What?
Fuck, yeah, perfect. Drop the goddamn mic, bitches.
Wow.
He live... Check this out. Hey, Alexa, what county is Columbus, Indiana in?
The Columbus, Indiana is located in Bartholomew County. Did that answer your question?
Bitches! Yes!
Wow.
Thanks for
that.
Brian,
is awesome.
Yeah, suck
that's
my dick.
Crazy.
Is that pretty cool, Brian?
That's pretty cool.
So who is it, Lummy?
That's Sumo Bartholomew.
Yes, why?
Because he lives in Bartholomew County.
And he's one of my disciples.
And he's the apostles. Second
one of
most
my apostles.
Person in
Warsaw. Then I got to go with Jimmy Clevis. What would Jimmy Clevis?
Who is the buffest apostle?
Yeah, I don't know. All the apostles or disciples, whatever the fuck.
It's interchangeable.
But who was like the fucking, you know.
The hottest
the
one.
The hottest guy. That all the bitches wanted.
Probably James.
Said here, Thaddeus had the biggest hog.
We don't have Thaddeus. I don't have Thaddeus written down as one of these guys.
Also, Judas the Zealot.
Yeah.
But we can make it easier by calling him Thaddeus.
But you guys didn't write Thaddeus down
because
as one of the...
Because they have different... But that's his...
Well, Bartholomew...
What the fuck did you just say?
Also known as Nathaniel.
Well, because he's like, because they go called by different names, but you did have their one common name.
Okay, Brian, I told you not to try to come in here and fucking get me off
track.
I'm
not trying to get you off track. His main name is Thaddeus. His main name is Thaddeus.
Whose main name is Thaddeus?
Thaddeus the Cocksmith.
Judas the Zealot, also known as Lebius.
What? Right,
Lebius?
See, Bubba, he has like four names.
Hold on.
I didn't say Simon the Zealot.
Hold on.
I mean,
Zealot.
Zealot.
That
was worse than the sun. That was worse than the sun.
Zealot.
That was worse than the sun comment that I made.
Simon the Zealot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, Bubba?
No,
this is your religion.
No, see, Lummy, what the fuck I got to deal with?
I know.
Why are you having the guy that can't read or write everything down?
Simon the Zealot.
Why is it? Say it again, Anna.
Why do you have the guy that can't read or write everything down?
Can you imagine if as they were forming this religion.
I'll write it down.
Can you imagine as they were forming this religion, did somebody fucking call out Moses like that when they were writing this shit down?
Mm-hmm.
Trickney Ashley 25 on my Venmo, and I got Elkhart Rob.
Moses wasn't even around for this party.
On my Cash App. Both Jesus have the Bubba Hart.
Shut the fuck up. I don't want to start over. Do you want to start over? Shut the fuck up.
To a hill.
God damn it.
All right, this is far along, Brian.
Yeah, I'm gonna need deacons. I'm gonna need cardinals.
Oh wow.
You know, I'm gonna just. I mean,
well, that's where the Bubba
Army
comes
in. You need a pope too.
I know. So just hold on now.
All right, sorry.
So Judas is better known as.
Wow, I think how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Thaddeus. Is that what you're
Judas
saying?
Judas the Zealot is also known as Thaddeus.
Also known as Zealot.
And it makes it less confusing because there's another fucking Judas.
All right. So who's the buffest, coolest, hottest Who? That's Jimmy Clevis.
Ask Alexa which apostle was the hottest.
Hey Alexa, which apostle was the hottest, best looking?
Here's something I found on the web. According to summitpost.org, maybe the best looking peak of the three, West Apostle shows off its ruggedness from Apostle Basin in July of 2004.
Exactly. Shut up. Thanks, Alexa. That's actually, the best ever.
About Jimmy, she's so good. The Judas Cleed. Jimmy, Judas Cleed of it. I mean, how do we
actually, technically, Thaddeus went by Jude, which is in the Bible.
Hey,
which is a chapter
Jude.
Of the Bible. So he didn't ever went by Thaddeus.
He went by Thaddeus. He right. references Jimmy. Thaddeus in the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel
this
of
is a
Mark.
Fun discussion.
What's the chapter in the Bible, Jude?
Judas goes better with Jimmy than Thaddeus.
Yeah.
But Judas is also associated with the betrayer.
Judas.
Oh. But he's not going to be one
Jimmy's,
of your disciples.
Jimmy's not Iscariot, a betrayer.
Judas Iscariot was... The betrayer.
The bad one,
Jimmy
yeah.
the Clevis.
And then who is the...
Thaddeus, which is why you don't want to taint it with Judas.
That's why they call him Jude.
Jude.
Judas. Jimmy the Jude Clevis?
Yeah.
The Jude.
Okay, there you go. Jimmy, Judas, the good Judas, better known as Thaddeus, is going to be Jimmy Clevis, and his name and Clemology or Clemianism in the Book of Clem is going to be called Jimmy the Jude Clevis. Okay, let me,
yep.
as we're getting through my apostles, disciples. Yeah. All right, now, I'm trying to think else I got here. I got, you think I got a pie creatine Travis in there, don't you?
Yeah, and Big Red.
I don't know about Big Red, but Big what? Red, I mean, I don't know if he's one of my disciples.
Whoa.
Maybe
man,
he is.
Big Red's got heat.
Maybe he is. Wow. I don't know. Whoa. I got a
but
lot of people.
But you choosing creatine over Big Red?
Well, of course.
Oh.
Big Red knows he's second to creatine, please.
Does he know that?
Hall of Famer Scott Littleman, Big Gold, 500 stars.
Well, I mean, I think everybody knows.
I don't know. I mean, Big Red's
I always thought Big Red was the big man.
Isn't he like the property?
So, Matthew was a bad guy tax collector.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And before he became an apostle.
Brian, we're also doing Islam, too, okay? Like, we're not following the exact fucking Bible.
Yeah, we're like,
I'm
Brian,
just giving you.
Brian, are you familiar with what a hybrid concept is? We're taking the best of both worlds.
Yeah, what
so you don't have to be like, because it's Matthew, be like, oh, let's find the worst fucking person and the disciples.
What have you borrowed from Islam so far?
Chopping off, hands,
chopping
for
off
theft.
Hands for theft. Okay,
okay,
I got
that's pretty cool.
And
yeah.
women being submissive to
Lummy,
some men.
Lummy, why don't you go ahead and get Brian up to speed on some of the things that we've adopted from Islam?
No, I remember that now.
No, we're just going to go ahead and say it. I wanted the whole fans to know.
Don't be an idiot and don't do inbreeding. That's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
Say what you want when you want to who you want. Only stoning takes place is the only stoning that takes place is narcotics, because that's cool. If a man lays with a woman on her period, then just take a shower, because that's cool. If you or your enemy are fighting, the loser doesn't have to eat his kids. Eat his kids, because that's not cool.
Foreskin.
No, that's just remember they had to eat their kids.
Yeah, you just can't. Yeah, yeah. And go ahead, let me keep.
As an adult woman that wants to be a prostitute, that remembers when she was loose and young and thought about having sex with farm animals, that's cool.
If women, we're condoning, you can be a prostitute.
Yeah.
What about bestiality?
I mean,
whatever.
To the age of if it's your dog, it's fine.
If he initiates, then it's all good.
Haven't you seen what they wear sometimes, Brian?
Yeah,
not much.
Did you see the way she was looking at me?
Yeah.
You see the way I put
it? By the way, that dog
put his ass right
on. They don't call puppy dog eyes for nothing.
Your Honor, that dog brought the peanut butter to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on my balls and licked it.
Where does Pookie fit into all this?
If two men fighting and one of the wives comes in and grabs other man's balls, then it's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We welcome people with testicle tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Brian, we might be onto something here.
So ridiculous.
I mean, so far, Brian, I mean, you agree with every one of my fucking laws,
well,
don't you?
Not the sex with animals.
Why? I didn't.
No, she said she thought about it.
I didn't say sex with animals. I said maybe a girl had thought about that one time.
Because that was in the Bible, Brian.
Yeah, Brian. Go ahead. Continue
Bubba
on.
Bubba said it's cool to have sex with your brother's wife, as long as he's dead, to continue the surname.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's called Do the Hunter Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bully a person. If you do bully him long enough, you could be attacked by a bear.
Right.
Bullying ain't cool.
You could be attacked by a bear. Doesn't mean you're going to, yeah, but you could
right.
be.
It could happen.
You have so you have an army of bears in.
We do. But, why are you laughing, Brian?
Brian, why are you laughing? Because it's in the fucking Bible too.
Well, that's why I'm
in
laughing.
The Bible.
Just because you don't have a bear army, don't be jealous.
Yeah. I got fucking bear army. Big Red's gonna have 5 bears over here by tomorrow.
No, he's not. Now that he knows he's second to creatine.
He's a 1B to creatine.
Blitz, release
a 1B.
Release the bear brigade.
All right, continue on.
Okay, so then you also have, here we go. Bubba God likes reverse cowgirl, especially reverse cowgirl. Do not just do missionary style. You need to procreate and do it in multiple positions, especially reverse cowgirl like your God.
Are there any positions that are not...
No, you have such a time.
Lord endorsed?
Yes,
no,
Lord endorsed.
Everything, any way you can get in.
Maybe there's something that the Lord doesn't like.
No.
It's very labor intensive.
The ruling of the Lord is...
Three holes, no waiting.
Write that down, Lummy.
What?
That a wife should offer her husband 3 holes, no waiting.
Wife offers...
After a hard day of work. Yeah, there you go, right? Brian, don't
okay.
you...
Okay. Be careful what you wish for.
Honestly.
I might be going to Taco Bell.
I mean, Brian... If you, were a religious man and you were honored the Book of Clem, you could call your wife up and be like, hey, listen, in chapter 5, verse 6, it says, my wife is to offer 3 holes, no waiting, upon a hard day's work.
Clean yourself up and offer your husband 3 holes, no waiting.
Mm-hmm. After.
That's like word for word from the Bible.
From the Book of Clem. I mean, God. We live our life accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, men or women can only have 1 husband. Husband can have 4 wives.
Yes, up to 4 wives.
Up to 4 wives.
Or just one.
Can they have mistresses, too?
Sure,
call her a wife. See, we're all about just being cool and free and doing our own thing.
Unless you're a woman.
Dudes. Well, yeah.
No, there's some good
women. But we're not real people, so it's fine.
There's some good women
shit. We'll just be here with our smaller brains.
There's some good shit in here for girls compared to how the fucking Bible treats you.
Yeah, what do we got in
Clemlin?
Hold on, here's the difference. In the Bible, when you have your period, they want to make you live in a fucking grass hut for 7 days. In the Book of Clem just says, take a shower.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow, thank you for giving me all those rights.
And abortions are encouraged.
I like that.
Abortions are cool. We can just
pro-death. Say it.
No.
Okay.
Pro-choice.
In the Book of Clem, we need to say that in the Book of Clem, the woman has the right to do with her body as she pleases.
With her holes as she pleases.
Up until the third trimester. So
up until the third trimester?
I mean, yeah.
Damn,
that's
okay.
Late, dude.
That baby talking already.
One of my disciples says, that's late, dude. Listen, sometimes...
Brian's a disciple?
No.
Yes, you said it. It's official. It's
find
official.
The disciple that was an asshole and that Jesus hated.
That's, that's Simon the Zealot.
No, that's Judas.
The Zealot.
The Zealot. Simon the Zealot.
Brian the Zealot. That's what your name. Brian Zealot Babyface. That's who he is. Write it down.
Brian.
One of my fucking disciples who I hate, who's a fucking horse's ass, a schmarmy, toothy, fucking mouthy know-it-all.
Here's the way somebody described him. Having zealot be an official part of your name is a spoiler that you were super annoying and nobody liked talking to you.
That's right. You're Brian the Zealot.
Like a vegan who tries to sell veganism to you every time they see you eating a chicken nugget. Simon was a bit intense. You just know he definitely started spouting off-brand political theories after his third glass of water wine.
Right, so let me make it Brian the Zealot Baby.
Brian the Zealot Babyface.
Yeah.
There it is.
All right, so how do we have that? Okay, so we have Andrew, James, Philip, Matthew, and Matthewus, and James. Well,
and Simon.
Well, I don't. So let me, what else we got? What are the rules we got?
A man can divorce a wife. A woman has to ask the man for permission to get a divorce.
Yeah, I mean, Brian,
obviously,
we have to skew a little bit heavy-handed on the man deal here, or you're not a real religion.
Well, we got to cater our religions P1s.
Right.
Exactly.
If you look at my audience composition, Blitz will tell you, if you look at our podcasting, if you look at our Facebook, if you look at our YouTube, if you look at our Twitch, it's about 92 to 8% men. We're about 90... to 92% men. So our religion needs to skew accordingly, right?
Yep.
The people that are going to tithe.
Otherwise, it's doomed.
Yeah, otherwise we're doomed. I can't sell the Kool-Aid to the bitches. Let me continue on.
If when we asking a man to marry his daughter, no foreskin applies, which is not cool. You don't have to cut off your foreskin and give it to his father.
Yeah, there's some biblical things where they want you to cut your son's foreskin off or some bullshit. We don't want any fuck. We don't want to fuck with foreskins at all in my religion. Okay, leave your foreskins at home. All right, let me. What else we got?
When your woman or multiple women get mad at you, in no way, shape, or form can they touch your son's foreskin. That's not cool. Okay. And if they do that, it's an old fashioned beatdown.
Yeah. So like, there's this one rule in the Bible where like, if you get in a fight and next thing you know, you have to offer your son's foreskin up as some kind of fucking forgiveness bull. I'm like, listen, leave my son's foreskin out of it. And if you get too fucking mouthy, you could get a beatdown. Could. But we're very loose, you know, like nothing's really ever locked in.
Right.
It's always coulds and shoulds and
absolutely
maybes and what if. And, you know, if you bully a person, chances are that bear isn't going to come out. But one could come out and fucking maul you.
We're very elastic.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to
like
put Bubba's your
finger. Pants.
Yeah.
Unconsented penetration is not cool. Punishable by genital amputation.
There you go, Blitz. I mean, there you go,
cut
Brian.
Cut your dick off.
Like, if you're going to rape a bitch, then I'm going to cut your dick off. And that's in my book of Bibles.
Or rape a dude.
Yeah, if you rape anybody. Unconsented penetration is not cool.
So women can't rape men?
They can't anyways, but...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think a woman can rape a man. I don't.
Oh, yeah?
Well,
it's in the...
Blitz is like, I beg to differ, Papa.
Eric.
I do beg to differ.
Eric sent me 25.
It's can't rape the willin'.
It's Big E on the Cash App. Thank you, Eric. 25 at the Bubba Army. Let me continue on Clemianism.
All birth defects aren't because of Bubba God. All good things that happen to your baby are because of Bubba
Matthew
God.
Hoxie, that's fair. Matthew Mahoxie.
I like that.
Matthew Hoxie, another 25 on the Venmo. Yeah, see, so all birth defects can't be like, oh, God wanted it that way.
This was God's will.
I don't want it that way. I want all the babies to be perfect, but if it happens to be not perfect, it's not on me. That's on you.
All birth defects are the fault of Spizalta.
Unless it's a cool birth defect, like he's got six dicks.
Or like his dick's big or something.
Well, that's part of the good things.
Yeah,
good thing.
Yeah. Continue on. I'm sorry, but let me.
Don't put all the seeds in the vagina. Waste most of your seed.
Yeah, like, you know, in the Bible, Brian, it wants you to put all your seed in the vagina. Oh, you should only have sex.
Never spill your seed.
I'm all about spill as much seed as you want, buddy. It's your seed. Spill it. You can put a few of them in the vagina, but for the most part, spill
put
your seed.
Put some across the gullet, too.
Right across the grape, across the tits, just, you know, all kinds of different things.
Tuts.
Right across the tuts.
Where does communism stand on homosexuality?
Only seed smart girls. Don't seed dumb ones or anyone related to you, because that's just not cool.
Here, hold on one more time. Let me read that again so that Brian can wrap his head around it.
Only seed smart girls. Don't seed dumb ones or anyone related to you. Not cool.
What's the punishment if you seed a dumb girl?
Pretty much.
You got to raise the kid?
No, you're going to get thrown out of the religion. Yeah.
Oh, really? Excommunication, that's called.
Yes.
What if all
wrong.
The dumb ones are the hottest ones?
Hot girls are preferred.
They're exempt from that rule, too.
Right.
Yeah, the hotter you are, the more exempt.
Stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And let me write this down for a law. You can procreate with a dumb girl as long as she's really hot.
Are we talking like 8 or higher?
No, real hot. Like
what's the
9?
Nine or higher.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost no one.
Man, goes to show you. We're not going to have a lot of, you know, stupid people around here.
And if they're dumb, they're going to be high.
If we're grading it correctly, it should be 10% of the population.
Which is perfect.
Because
for me.
A mm-hmm. 9 should be in the 90th percentile or higher.
That's exactly how society goes. There you go. Yeah. I didn't even know it. Let me continue on. And you want me to rule on homosexuality? A man laying with a man, a woman laying with a woman?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important.
Adults can lay with any other adult they choose. How about that?
As long as they're awake.
No, as long.
Jesus.
An adult can lay with any other adult in a consensual manner.
There you go.
So, right, Brian?
Yeah.
It's pro-homosexual. It's pro-trans. It's pro-black. It's pro-white. It's pro Asian on Latin, everything.
Asian on Latin.
Sure, whatever the fuck you want.
Bubba's reading his search history right now.
Yeah.
Asian on Latin. That includes Akira. Let me continue on. I think so far, Brian, I think Clemunism pretty
much. It's going to take off.
I think it's going to be the number one, the fastest growing religion in the United States.
Exactly. Before Obama of Heaven, hey, Blitz, when we have those mega centers and we're on our G6s, you know, like all those other fucking preachers.
Paul and Randy White are going to be our pastors, right?
Right. No, I'm the pastor.
Oh, you're okay. But
he's everything.
That means you got to do all the work.
Well, because commercial planes are just demon filled tubes.
Right, exactly. I need something besides that. Continue on, Lummy.
If society says you're stupid, then you must waste all your seed. If you don't, you die.
See, we don't have very many things. Like in the Bible and the Quran and stuff, they really want to kill a lot of motherfuckers. Well, we don't. We're pretty cool like that, but...
The dumb ones we got to get rid of.
Yeah, so let me go ahead and repeat that one again.
I don't know why.
If society says you're stupid, then you must waste all your seed. If you don't, you die.
Yeah, so here's the deal.
I think you want dumb people.
Yeah, if this is a good religion, you need some dummies.
You want people who don't question anything. Yeah, and those are usually dumbasses.
Yeah, smart people are pains in the butt.
Yeah, look at Brian.
Look at Anna.
But smart people help me develop this religion.
Now, just look at her.
So what I'm saying is, since smart people help me deliver this religion, it'll be smart people proof. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that, man. Nothing smart person proof. Mm. Smart people ruin everything.
Yeah, true. So, Lummy, what was that one again? Hold on. That's just saying that dumb people can't.
Like, how dumb? Like, are we saying 62s?
Yeah. If you have.
I say the dumber the better. Bubba, if you want people to follow for a long time, they have to not question.
Lummy, let's do this. Mm-hmm. Let's completely turn this around. Bubba God encourages dumb people to procreate.
Whoa. Dumb breeding.
And follow him closely.
But now you've just ruined three other rules, so we got to go back and edit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
No.
I just say we keep it so that the dum-dums are out.
Yes, thank you, Brian. Yeah.
And they don't have to be out. They just can't fuck.
They just got to spill their seed.
Right, you got to waste your seed.
Well,
you cannot if you've been deemed dumb by the Book of Clem, then you just can't have any kids. That's it. You can fuck all you want, you just can't have any kids.
Are we doing tests on them?
Yes, if society says you're stupid.
Yeah, we put
so if it's all voted that you're stupid.
Yeah, other people vote
seed.
On your reproductive abilities.
We like to put a lot of society says in there, you know. Just like FCC by community standards. Well, it's really loosely vague. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, we use chap holes.
Yeah.
Chap holes.
Let me continue on.
Everybody's dead.
Now it's changed to Clemunism is a religion with gang tendencies.
Yeah, there you
beat
go.
Beat in, beat out.
Can you let Brian hear that one again?
Yes, disciple.
I think Brian's going to really like it deep down. Go ahead.
Clemunism is a religion with gang tendencies. Beat in, beat out.
There you go. Beat you in and we'll beat you out.
Yep.
That's it.
Okay. And anything else,
Lummy? Let's see.
We've established my mother as Loose Janie Cakes.
First line, this religion is invitation only.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is
it. Yeah, you got to get tapped like Skull and Bones.
Yeah, by the way, Brian, this religion is invitation only.
Mm-hmm.
Like American Express Black Card. Like, you know, there might only be, you know. It's invitation.
And our fees are the same.
And sometimes you have to let the wrong person be right.
The same.
Hold on. This is very important.
You have to let the wrong person be right, punishable by duct tape around your mouth for an hour.
Yes.
You don't always have to be right.
That's the Dan Diaco rule.
I'm in trouble, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, actually, you
sometimes you have to let the wrong person be right. Brian, can I give you an example for that?
Yes, sir.
Let's say you and your wife are really fucking arguing about some shit, but you are horny, right?
Right.
And
but I just worked a hard day of work.
And you just worked a hard. Well, you could get her on the three. You could get her on the three hole no waiting scripture. You could get her on that one, but if she, you know, she just was insoluble, and you could not fucking get her to fucking conform according to the scripture of Clem.
But then the other
then
one
you
is...
could just say, listen, you know what, honey, you're right. Then you get to pussy.
But then women must be subservient to a certain.
Yeah, we're having some cross pollination.
But that's great. You want to cross pollinate. You want to get them all mixed up. You want to say, listen, honey, technically I could make you feel like you're right even though you're wrong, but I'm going to go back to the three holes, no waiting after a hard day's work deal.
So which clean yourself up.
So get yourself ready. Okay? Because I'm getting ready to take that booty hole. We're going to Madeira Beach, baby.
Give me that butt.
We're playing Guess What You Had for Lunch Today.
Brian's played that game a bunch.
Maybe we should put
you
that,
have,
maybe,
lovey.
Maybe,
watch maybe, it there, maybe we like
should,
Pete.
Maybe we should put that as scripture, is that a husband has the right to play Let's What Look What You Had for Lunch at any time.
Eat that booty.
With his wife.
Like groceries.
No, let's not do that. All right, Lummy, what else?
Men have the right to be pegged by their wives as long as their wife's name is Ashley.
No, we're not doing okay, that.
Okay, let's just
take it
down, Brian. All of a sudden,
I think actually you've established enough for today. I think
yeah,
we
and
have.
Last page is please live by these rules.
Word. Word. You forgot the most important.
No, he didn't. He paused. No, he pregnant paused.
You told me to take a pause.
All right, do it again.
Please live by these rules.
Word.
Dash
it's like amen.
We have established some characters. We have some more characters. This is an ongoing thing.
Yes.
We've established my mother is not the Virgin Mary. She's the loose Janie Cakes, the mother of God. My dad is not, you know, because God doesn't have a dad, does he?
Yes, it's God.
Okay. Well, Jesus has a dad and it's God. Yeah. God is God.
Right.
So... My dad is going to be called the Almighty Seed, Doug Clem, the Almighty Seed. But he's not going to be referred to as Doug Clem.
He can be called the Doug Clem, the Big Bang.
No, he's just called the Almighty Seed.
All right.
That's all. What's Eddie called?
Eddie the Great, which he's kind of like Joseph.
Yeah, Eddie the Great.
Awesome.
Tara is the head angel, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The devil, the bad guy, the extorter, the person that we all hate, the place that you will go. If you do not live by these rules, is the bad guy is called
Spizalta.
Ooh.
I kind of like that one.
Me too.
Sumo is called Sumo Bartholomew, right?
Yep.
Larry Plumber is Larry Plumber. Is it Larry Plumber Peter or Larry,
Larry
Peter
Plumber Peter?
Larry Plumber Peter. Do we have Jimmy Cleavis as?
Jimmy the Jude Cleavis.
Jimmy the Jude Cleavis. You writing these down, Lummy?
Yes, I am.
Who else have we asked? Oh, Blitz.
Brian Zealot, Babyface.
Right. The three Diacos are the just called the three Diacos.
The three wise guys.
Yeah, the three wise guys.
The three Diaco wise guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like that.
Anna is John the Baptist's wife. Blitz is Blitz Baptist.
Yep.
And Anna is...
Anna Unhair.
Anna
Anhar.
Anhar.
All right.
A-N-H-A-R.
And then all I got to do is just, I got to get Tom Bean.
Well, you got Tom Bean Thomas.
That's right. Tom Bean Thomas.
And that's it.
And that's it. That's enough for today. That's enough Clemianism for the day.
That's all she wrote.
The Bible wasn't built in one show. This is going to be an ongoing thing.
Pretty sure God made the world in, 6 days and then blew off Sunday?
That was not when he designed the disciples.
It was a metaphor.
Yeah, Sunday's a day of rest.
Well, Sundays are made for fucking.
Oh.
Is that like a new country song?
Sundays are made for fucking.
Your sister and goats and your mom.
That's what the book of Clem says. You know how the Bible says Sundays are for rest? My Bible says Sundays are for getting high and fucking.
Sundays are for that.
Lummy, what is Sundays for?
Sundays are for getting high and fucking.
Blitz, what did you really love to follow that religion?
I do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's Blitz the Baptist.
He's Blitz the Baptist, mm-hmm. Exactly. And Lummy, who's Brian?
Brian Zealot, Babyface.
There you go.
Zealot. But take You're me such to the an adult.
I gotta go. I gotta actually poo bad. Brian.
I hope it's Deer-like Brown.
Yeah, God bless.
It will
God
be Deer-like Brown. Brian, we love you, buddy.
Love you guys.
Thanks, Brian.
Love you all. Ready to do my special podcast with Bubba.
We'll see. Yeah, we're gonna probably start that in a couple weeks. We'll see you tomorrow. Throughout the day, you can always cash at me and Venmo me, PayPal me. All at the Bubba Army. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 o'clock.